Strap in. You're listening to The Walt Blackman Show, the show that brings you hardcore conservative straight talk. Welcome to the No PC Zone.
Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Walt Blackman Show. It's Thursday, March 9th. You know what that means? Getting closer to springtime. Today, we're going to be talking about, do we need political parties in the history? We're going to be talking about what great men like Benjamin Franklin, John Adams, and others have said about political parties. And we'll be talking about the new political party that has sprung up in Arizona, the No Label Party, here on the Walt Blackman Show. So go ahead and buckle up and get ready for the No PC Zone here on the Walt Blackman Show. Okay, everybody, this is Walt Blackman. Welcome. Good morning. And before we get started, you know we got to pay the bills. So if you want to listen to one of my older podcasts, all you need to do is go to www.buzzsprout.com, www.buzzsprout.com, and you can just click on the Walt Blackman Show and you can download one of my older podcasts, or you can go over to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Podcast Index, Amazon Music, and my favorite, iHeartRadio. Just jump on over to those platforms and you can listen to a podcast that you probably missed. Now, if you are in need of a mediator, just go on over to WB Mediation and Consulting Services, LLC. WB Mediation and Consulting, LLC offers a wide range of mediation services to help you resolve your disputes quickly and affordably. With their team of expert mediators, you can achieve a resolution in a fraction of the time and cost of going to court. All you need to do is dial 1-888-341-5871. That is 1-888-341-5871. That's WB Mediation and Consulting Services. So everybody, let's go ahead and get started. And we are going to be talking about political parties today. Now, if you haven't been watching or reading the news in Arizona, there is a new political party. And that new political party is actually eligible to be on the ballot, or have candidates actually run under that party name. And it is called the No Party, or the No Label Party here in Arizona. And it's going to be interesting to see if there are any candidates that actually jump under or run under that party name, the No Party Zone. So that's going to be interesting. Now, the question, you know, with this new party that has come up in Arizona, and with the different parties that we have out there already, you know, we have the Republican Party, the Democrat Party, those traditional parties, Independent Party, Libertarians. And now we have the No Party, or the No Label Party in Arizona. And again, in theory, do we need political parties? And are they sort of an organization that could bring Americans together and for a larger purpose? Now, there was a time that I believed that, yeah, it would bring people together on the spectrum. However, as we see the political divide, particularly between the far-fringed left and the far-fringed right, who are equally crazy, in my opinion, and I'm talking about those radicals. I'm not talking about somebody who is just conservative. I am talking about those radicals. Radicals like we have on each side. Now, the 27 million people who watched the President Biden State of the Union address February 7th witnessed the spectacle of a family divide. It was like Thanksgiving at some houses. Now, with the boos and the cheers cheerfully arranged along party lines, we could see that there is a large divide, probably about as large as the Grand Canyon. Now, are political parties getting in the way of the nation's well-being? That's a question that we need to ask ourselves. Now, for approximately 40% of those polled in January by the the Gallup poll organization, who say they are neither Democrat nor Republican, but independent. And as I said a couple of shows ago, 1.2 million new voters have jumped over to the independent party, as well as any viewers in the State of Union speech are likely to say yes. They believe that neither the Democrat or the Republican Party is helping their country. And a lot of them have jumped over to the independent party, thus bringing up this new party, the No Label Party in Arizona. Are we going to see more people jump over to that party? Are we going to see candidates run under that party platform? Now, as a historian who has spent many, many years studying the American early political leaders like Ben Franklin and George Washington and Thomas Jefferson and John Adams, I can say with confidence that today's Americans are not the first to fret over the potential harm of policies and parties that can conflict the nation's principles. And yet, facts indicate that it wouldn't be wise to turn away from traditional parties like the Republican Party and the Democrat Party. It isn't wise to be able to do that. And why is that? Well, it's the greatest political evil that we are seeing now because of the split. And there is a distrust of parties. And it's a long, long history of distrust of parties. Now, Benjamin Franklin wrote in a Public Affairs View magazine that very few act with a view of the good of mankind. And you can find that article in the Library of Congress, and you can read more about that. Now, the great affairs of the world, if you're thinking about history, when we're talking about that, we're talking about the wars, the revolution. Young Benjamin Franklin, during that time, wrote, and this is just an excerpt out of one of the books he wrote, carried on with effect by parties. Now, what he is saying is wars and revolutions have been carried out for that purpose, with political parties backing that. So in 1831, when Franklin wrote that sentence, the American nation hadn't even been born, and a young printer, Benjamin Franklin, styling himself as a proud member of an expanding British Empire, again, before the country was formed, feared that political parties with particular agendas would eventually thwart the general interest of the public and the nation. And in that case, a new nation. Now, Benjamin Franklin said in that quote, "Very few act with a view of the good of mankind." And we are seeing that today in these political parties. Now, during the 18th century, the term party simply meant faction. It automatically conjured to a specular of inner division and social chaos, as we see today. Now, in 1796, the farewell address of our first president, President George Washington, for example, warned against the baneful effects of a spirit of party. Parties for him, George Washington, were like a fire. While a fire can be useful when unquenched, it'll burst, and it'll burst into flames. At least instead of warming, it would consume. And that is what we are seeing today from these far right and far left opinions on both of the parties, which are causing people to go to other parties. In 1780, the Articles of Confederation, if you've read that, I recommend you read that. First American Constitution was about to be enforced by John Adams, who had already made a strong case against excessive parties. Now, we need to understand that Americans have always had a sense of that parties, by and large, can grow to be good for the society. But have they? You take a look at the Federalist Papers, particularly Federalist Number 10, in order to convince states at that time to switch to a proper constitution. Alexander Hamilton, John Madison, and John Jay authored the Federalist Papers, to date one of the most influential collections of essays in political history talking about this very thing. So this isn't new. This isn't new. So the question, ladies and gentlemen, with the world being so complicated and with political narrative just crazy going insane, and we are seeing this huge, huge divide, it's like Thanksgiving at a family's house. Did they hate each other, but they have to be together because they're family. We are all Americans. And being all Americans, we have different opinions, different voices, different narratives, different beliefs, different principles, which is okay. That's what our country is built on. However, because of what has happened in our environment, our political environment, we see a large divide where people are leaving. Thus, the new party in Arizona, the No Label Party. And the No Label Party, as I said, it's going to be interesting to see what happens in that party. Are we going to see more people not only leave the Republican Party or the Democrat Party, are we going to see people leave the Independent Party and jump over to this No Label Party? And, you know, the first I really heard about this was a few days ago, that this was even out there. These folks are going to be able to have a candidate in 2024. And so while the Democrats and Republicans have been fighting each other and tearing each other to bits, guess what, ladies and gentlemen? There is a new party out there in Arizona, and it is called the No Label Party. The scary thing about this is we don't know what the platform is of this party. Now, is it strong enough to overtake an election in Arizona, the 2024 election? Is it strong enough to run a candidate in the next governor's race? I don't know. But the more that we see our political parties, the right and the left, independent voters, fight each other over silly, silly things, as we see, and I'm excluding election integrity or election fraud, I'm talking about the basic things that we hear and see. The more we do that, the more people will leave both parties. Again, in Arizona, just for the count, there are 1.4 plus or minus 500,000 in the Republican Party. There is 1.4 plus or minus Democrats in Arizona. These are registered Democrats. And the Independent Party is climbing at 1.2 million. Wouldn't it be something if we saw that 1.2 million plus the minus folks, our plus folks, from the Republican Party jump on over to the No Label Party? That would be something to see. That's why, ladies and gentlemen, it's important to do our homework. It's important for us to have a cool head. And it is important for us to take control of this situation, because this situation has become out of control. And now we have a poison pill in our republic of two parties that have created a political civil war in this country that in the end, all Americans will be hurt. It's going to be interesting to see how this new political party in Arizona shapes up. And it's going to be interesting to see how we move forward from this point. This is Walt Blackmon. I hope you enjoyed that. Here on the Walt Blackmon Show, stay tuned tomorrow and just jump in when you are ready to know the truth and Be informed. Again, this show was brought to you by WB Consulting, Mediation and Consulting LLC. They are a mediation consulting firm. Just jump on over to there and they'll help you with what you need to be helped with. Again, this is Walt Blackman. Have a great day. Have a great Thursday. And I'll see you out there.
You're listening to The Walt Blackman Show, the show that brings you hardcore conservative straight talk. Welcome to the No PC Zone.